Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Well, hello again, everyone, and here we are back on this beautiful Monday.
Did the announcer say something about some gay, lighthearted banter in the early portions of today's program?
Yes, that untalented type banter.
Well, it's the Monday type. Monday, you can't really get down to anything factual. You can't get into any material that has meat in it.
Bob, you're standing on my foot, please.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
You know your sleeve is on fire?
No, thank you. There we are.
But I tell you one thing we should take care of today, which we neglected to do on Friday, and that was to give our grand producer his weekly credit.
Oh, good idea, Bob. And let's mention it right now. Shall I go ahead and do it?
Well, yes, I think you would. You see, one day a week, we have to mention the producer's name. Keep him happy. I think it's in his contract, too. I don't know.
Well, why don't I do? The Bob and Ray Show is produced by Bobby McGregor.
And Bob does a wonderful job. And we want to really congratulate him
just
for the final...
Wait a minute, something... Oh, I'm sorry. Ken McGregor.
Ken McGregor.
There we are.
Well, Ken does a fine job, so that takes care of his credit. I see that the light on the phone here is on, and that means that a call is coming through, no doubt, from Steve Bosco. Before I pick it up, I might preface this with the fact that Steve...
Pick it up quickly, will you?
Unbeknownst to us, has bought a share in a fighter. 1/6 of a fighter. Well, I'll pick the phone up and see what happens today. Hello?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Steve Bosco calling, Bob and Ray.
Yes.
Have you been reading about our new fighter?
Haven't seen a word about him.
Beauregard Oldfield is his name.
I know.
Of course, it's too big, you know, to put the whole name on the back of his jacket when he goes into the ring.
Yeah, he just put his initials on
his
bathrobe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
Just his initials are on the back.
Hello?
Hello there. Hey, look, fellas, something funny has come up over the weekend.
All right.
As you know, we own 6% of this Beauregard Oldfield.
That's what I understand.
He's a tall, scrappy boy.
Yeah.
And he has big hands, and he's game. He's a little young and green, but I think with the proper training...
Say he's gamey?
What?
You say he's
hello?
Gamey? Hello?
Hello? Well, we're cut off there for a minute.
Hello?
And he's got great big shoulders, and he's a real fine-looking boy.
Real muscular, huh?
And I think that he's going to make out all right.
Good. Has he won any fights yet?
Hello?
Hello?
He scrapped last Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read about it at all?
Didn't see a word about it, no.
Well, I went ahead. I put a few bob on him.
You did what?
A few bob.
A few bob, huh?
Dollies.
Money.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, we're cut off.
No.
And as a matter of fact, it didn't work out so well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you send me about $200?
$200. Well, I suppose we if the fella's really on the way, if he's going to be a big fighter, I suppose we can go along with it for a while. You think it's really worth it?
$200.
$200.
He's got great big shoulders. He's a fine-looking boxer.
All right, we'll send you $200.
But now, look here.
Hmm?
Don't send me the full $200.
Don't send you the full $200.
Hello?
Hello?
Send me $188.
$188,
that's
huh?
That's right. And send 12 to Beauregard Oldfield, care of McGaffigan's Gymnasium in Philadelphia.
Hello?
Hello? Will you do that?
I got it, yeah.
It seems the way I bet, he now owns 6% of me, Steve Bosco.
What's
this? So send 12% of $200, we'll all be all right.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, this is going to take some figuring here. I don't know. I can't give you a word on this till I talk to Ray.
Oh, he's a fine-looking fighter. Great big boy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where are you staying?
Most expensive hotel in Philadelphia.
Okay.
All right, this is Steve Bosco, rounding third and being thrown out of home.
Now today, in the interests of public service, we have word from our Bob and Ray special events reporter, W.W. Sturdley, on a very interesting occurrence. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, this is W.W. Sturdley reporting on WWJ, Detroit, Michigan.
Actually, sir, you're not in Detroit, are you?
No, Mr. Gould, I'm right here, but the story...
Goulding, please.
The Goulding is concerned.
No, W.W. My name is Goulding. Now, what's your story?
I don't see anything about Goulding in my story here.
Just what is your story about, sir? Now, get to the point.
My story is about WWJ in Detroit, an NBC affiliate, which today celebrates its 31st birthday, a fact that proves they rightfully deserve their slogan, the world's first radio station.
31 years of broadcasting? By golly, they've got something to really crow about out there at WWJ.
They've got something to really crow about out there at WWJ, and we of the Bob and Ray staff are mighty proud to salute them.
Well, we certainly are.
Now, this is WW Sturdley returning you to Boob and Roy here in the same studio.
It's Bob and Ray, WW,
yeah.
Before you go.
Let's fire him, huh?
Well, thank you, sir, but actually you didn't have much of a story on WWJ Detroit. Bob, you know, they really do have a remarkable record of radio firsts.
I know that.
Probably some of which we should mention right now.
Well, as long as we've planned it this way, why don't we?
Well, they were the first station to play a record without a hole in the middle, that I know.
That was before they had spindles in the turntables, wasn't it?
Let's see what else they did out there at WWJ.
Oh, well, way back in August.
They always had homely program directors, that I remember.
They still do, as a matter of fact.
How about that, announcers?
Is that right, huh?
Sure. Aren't we devils, though?
Back in 1920, though, the first broadcast by radio, sponsored by a newspaper, went to WWJ. This event marked the beginning of daily scheduled programs, the first radio station in the world.
And also, on August 31st in 1920... the first election returns were broadcast over this station.
Then in September, on the 1st of September 1920, baseball news was presented, along with news bulletins of foreign affairs and campaign proceedings.
Golly, they have a whole string of firsts, don't they?
And
what
else
is there?
Here's a little item here that's just been handed to me.
Oh, on December 24th in 1921, Police Lieutenant Potts, first name unknown, broadcast that he sees possibilities of radio and is convinced that police wireless would expedite and aid in the capture of fugitives from justice.
I thank you. And then also, I think it's very, very remarkable that WWJ has the honor, I think, of having given the first radio time to some great names in show business. Fan and Skank did their first broadcast in 1921.
Fanny Bryce did her first broadcast. She was heard with the old Newsboys band back in 1921.
In February 1922, Walter Hampton, Shakespearean actor, made his radio debut there.
Turn the page, Bob. Let's see what else.
Well, Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians made their radio debut in 1922 on WWJ.
The Pennsylvanians made their debut on a Michigan radio station. How about that? And we had a young baritone named Thomas E. Dewey sing on June 9th, 1922, from Owosso, Michigan. And he sang at WWJ, accompanied by the news orchestra.
Well, to all you folks out there, a great big happy birthday from us here at the Bob and Ray Show.
That's right, and for me too, boys.
Mary Magoon. Mary, what's doing with you?
Oh, nothing much.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit later, but right now I see the podium is ready to conduct Paul Talman and the trio again.
Yeah, that's right, so
and,
let's listen here.
This is their featured number for today called I'm Late. Very good. Today, we thought, in addition to saluting WWJ in Detroit, that we would salute an entire state.
What do you think of that, friends, for an idea?
How about that, huh?
You like it?
So today, let's salute Kentucky.
It was in Kentucky that Magellan sailed through on his way to find the Northwest Passage.
Here in Kentucky, we find the home of New England fish dinners.
Japanese wrestling was first seen in Kentucky.
Broadway, the longest street in the world, runs across Kentucky from Maine to Vermont.
Pittsburgh is its largest city.
And the Rose Bowl Classic is played here in colorful Pasadena, Kentucky.
Horse racing has been barred in Kentucky since 1861.
Each native hut has its own glass-blowing equipment, we find.
And Napoleon and Josephine were married in Kentucky at Paris.
Kentucky stands alone in that it has no natives. All the people are imported.
Kentucky, where you can travel 5,000 scenic miles through the great Central Valley of California.
Kentucky, of course, is famed in history. It was here that the famous sea battle between the Monitor and the Merrimack was fought.
More Hollywood stars live in this state than on the island of Madagascar.
It's the home of... Think that one over, friends. It's the home of Ichabod Crane, who rode from Boston to Lexington, Kentucky, to warn the Red Sox that the Yanks were coming.
Home of 1,000 hills, all named Old Smoky.
And it's the home of the little-known but famous underground Washington Monument, 1,285 feet deep.
And so Bob and Ray have once again saluted another of our great 48.
Well, now let's get to you, Mary. We have a little time this afternoon. We can sit here and chat.
Hello. I never knew that Napoleon was married in Kentucky.
I never knew any of those facts about Kentucky.
It's amazing,
as a matter of fact,
isn't
they were handed to us by our statistical department.
Yes, of course.
Well, surely. I understand that you have set the day for this big swim out to Bedloe's Island.
That's right, Bob. It'll be this Friday afternoon, and Tex is in charge, and I think he's arranged to have an orchestra on a barge boat, or one of those bait boats, they call them.
Well, I've arranged for the bait barge to be there, Mary, but actually I'm holding auditions tomorrow afternoon on this program for the orchestra leader.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a pickup band from the local here in New York.
Yes, you see, Bob and Ray, what I'm going to do is swim it Esther Williams style with music furnished by some orchestra.
The music won't be in the television camera range.
Surely. What?
It won't be in the range
of
the TV camera.
No. I'll just swim out to Bedloe's and return, I hope, and I just know I can do it. I've been in training all summer. I'm just anxious to get into that water.
Tex is going to lead the way, rowing a boat.
That's right. Get all those grapefruit halves out of the way, wax paper with jelly on it and things like that.
Yeah, so you'll have a clear field right out to Bedloe's. You know the way, don't you, Tex?
Oh, I've been charting the way all week.
You do know it, Tex. You don't want to get me lost or set
a trip. Know where we're going once we start out, don't
you? We don't want to hit the open sea at all, if possible.
No, keep away from the open
sea.
Yes,
of course.
That could only result in dire consequences. And he'll be with us tomorrow, too, won't he?
Oh, stop that nonsense, Bob. Do you want any of this bread I baked at all? I brought it in.
Is this homemade bread? I haven't seen this since I was a boy.
Now, do you see this pot down here that I've marked off with red crayon?
Yes.
Don't eat that.
Don't eat that?
No, there's something good in there. I don't know what. But I don't want you to eat it.
Last week you brought in guava jelly. There was poison in the bottom half inch of it.
Yes.
Today you bring in a loaf of bread and there's something in this... This end here, where the red pencil is.
Red crayon marking. Yes. Why do you get into things
like this?
Well, I mean, boys. But just that I'm not the same around the kitchen as I used to be. I get putting in things at the wrong places and like that.
Well,
and,
that's a bad sign, you know.
I did notice the funny color of that when I took it out of the oven. Phewy. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we need any plain bread at all. I think we can get along without
it. Well, it isn't just plain bread. It's reinforced with material.
All right. Well, you bring in something tomorrow
makes
that's
nice
a little more
toast.
Palatable, will you, please?
Yes, sure.
Because we've got to be going now anyway. I see that...
Will you do a broadcast of my swim?
Oh, yes.
Fine.
We'll cover that Friday.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll have complete special events department coverage. And that's it for today, friends. Hasn't this really been grand, though? Aren't you glad you stayed?
Wasn't so bad now, was it? Well, before we go, let's just remind you briefly of the sponsors who brought you today's Bob and Ray program.
Oh.
There's been a slight correction here.
Yes, the word is sponsor. Just one outfit can sponsor today's show.
That's right, and that was the committee in charge of Miss Magoon's swim to Bedloe's Island.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow then, all right? Till then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding inviting you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly, sturdy boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.